Star 101.5, the best mix of everything. 610 with Kent and Allen.
I got a few showers in places this morning. It'll burn off though later today. Partly sunny, 61 before the rain comes back for the weekend.
Okay, we're bagging Therapy Thursday today. We'll bring that back next week. Everybody's talked about this. You remember Tuesday afternoon, former UW student Amanda Knox came home to Seattle after her murder conviction was overturned in Italy. Her dad, Kurt Knox, is here. Kurt, I want to thank you for coming by. How are you guys holding up?
You know, we're getting past, I think, really into the relief factor now that she's finally home. And Amanda's doing amazingly well and kind of reconnecting with everybody, and it's been really nice to see.
The moment we all saw is you two hugging and the tears. What was, describe that moment for us from your perspective.
You know, as a father, it's one of those moments you'll never forget. And, you know, having her gone for so long and then just to finally have her back in Seattle with us was just extraordinary.
Now, there's two things you have to recover from. Emotionally, this trauma over the last 4 years, and then financially, because it's just cost you a ton of money. Could you address that? How do you see yourself coming back together on that?
Well, you know, the focus is Amanda and her well-being, and it's really nice to see her, you know, reacting and you know, responding as well as she has so far. And that's going to be my main concern at this stage of the game, and we'll deal with the financial stuff later, but she's the focus.
I know this is a meaningless and pointless question. What was the first thing she had to eat when she came back?
You know, pizza.
That would have been my choice.
Is as simple as that. You know, you have to remember that she spent 4 years, you know, in a concrete and steel environment, and it's really the small things that I think are going to be important to her as she kind of, you know, begins to really kind of renew her life and stuff like that. So that's really nice.
We're talking with Kurt Knox, Amanda's father. One other thing I wanted to ask, is the media behaving themselves? I know some of the local media here have backed off, but there must be media from around the world chasing you around. How's that going?
You know, the local media has been extraordinarily nice in giving us some room to really, you know, reconnect with Amanda. The world press is still there, but we've been able to manage it, and we've actually, Amanda's stepfather, Chris, and I have both had conversations with the paparazzi that are hanging around our house and saying, she's not coming here, she's in a safe house, and just, you know, you're wasting your time. But it's still there, and hopefully at some stage of the game we'll be able to get back to normal, and we'll kind of just move on from there on a day at a time.
Final thing, everybody, of course, wants to do something. Is there anything we can do? Anything you'd like people to do, or just stand by, from financial help to anything else?
Well, you know, it all throughout this whole process, people have been extraordinarily nice, you know, around the world with all of the letter writing to Amanda in prison and keeping her spirits up, you know, to, you know, financial donations, you know, that have taken place. You know, whatever people feel that they would like to do to try to continue to support Amanda and our families, that would be, you know, just nice. I think just, you know, just coming down our cul-de-sac as an example, on the way in, people are out, you know, thumbs up and clapping and stuff like that. And that right there is more than enough.
Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for your time. And please pass on our best to Amanda.
I will do that. Thank you for having me.
101.5. Star 101.5.